Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 163, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O Lord, my God, most earnestly, my heart would seek thy face within thy holy house once more, to see thy glorious grace and what follows. Psalter 163, the three stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 46. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 46. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song upon Alamoth. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Let us ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord, what we have read together from the psalmist May that be the portion of us and our children. By thy free and sovereign grace, where the psalmist was given to exclaim, a God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. He was given to speak of mountains, of waves, but there was a shelter round about him. He was given to speak of the rivers of God, the streams, whereof may glad the city of God. Lord, that is for a thirsty people. We have sung thereof out of thy word. May such thirsty ones have come up in this evening, perhaps a few souls that could sing along at the beginning, but still desiring a fulfillment. Thou knowest most perfectly how that we have come up to thy house in this morning, how we have come up to thy house in this evening. Perhaps a few souls with a special request, an unanswered prayer, an unfulfilled desire, received opening at the throne of grace, a little hope and a little expectation, and that in this evening has not become different, ah, Lord. Wilt thou then be a surprising God? Thou hast a people upon the earth that would be so happy with the crumb from the king that falleth from the king's table, then they shall be satisfied, and then they shall be given to rejoice. On this day we are called upon to commemorate wonderful things where thou wast wrought so powerfully and so lovingly. The apostles, they could not convert one. The prophet of old has said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And it is written in thy word, that by the foolishness of preaching, that sinners are saved. Oh, on that wonderful day, the church filled with thy spirit, so full of the things of the Lord, and upon the proclamation of thy holy word, 3,000 sinners were pricked in the heart. They were added as jewels to the meritorial crown of King Jesus. And Lord, thou art the same. Thou hast promised to work through thy word. 'Tis written in thy word concerning thy house also, that thou lovest the gates of Zion more than all the habitations of Jacob. And where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of thee, of them, ah, Lord. Be then a wonder-doing God. Wilt thou pour out thy spirit upon young and old, upon our little boys, our little girls, our youth, the middle-aged and the elderly ones. We are still in that precious day of grace. It is all undeserved and forfeited, but thou hast said in thy word, I do it not for your sake, but I do it for my great name's sake. Lord, wilt thou then work wonderfully, and wilt thou remember thy children, wilt thou instruct them further, encourage them. There can be many riddles, there can be many questions. Then thou as a people upon the earth that need thy dear son more and more as their prophet to instruct, their priest to atone, to pray, to thank, and as that king that may reign over them, protect them in that warfare against the triple-headed enemy. Lord, bless thy word in the church. Bless thy word in the family circles. Help fathers and mothers to that end. And bless thy word in our Christian school. We may thank thee hitherto that thou hast watched over them all. Thou hast granted traveling mercies. Help the bus drivers. Help the administration, principals, teachers. Wilt thou continue to do so as the year comes closer to the end? Wilt thou continue to spare? Then by renewal, then we commend the curatorium unto thee. When they hope to meet in this week, wilt thou help the student, the exams, a trial sermon, that he may be made callable. Remember the examination of those that have received an attest. May it please thee to gladden and favor with thy blessing, and may there be sires found in the midst of the church, that also has to be given. May in this day, may there have been a rich ingathering. Remember also the mission board, when they also hope to meet in this week. And then by renewal, we remember our province, the day of tomorrow is a day of elections. We have departed so far from thy word and from thy institutions. We hear so little. Among government officials there are still those, but so little of God, of thy word, of sin, of guilt, and the calling to repentance. It is only when a people shall be given to repent. We have the history and the scriptures of that great city of Nineveh, that they were given to believe the preaching of Jonah, and they have cried mightily unto thee, the king, the inhabitants, the animals, and thou wast heard, and thou wast yet spared that city. May it please thee to yet grant a little mercy and not give over completely Add to the foolishness of our heart. Remember our community. Do work with thy spirit among young and old. Lord, we commend unto thee a husband and wife who hope at the end of this week to commemorate that thou wast kept, spared, provided, and cared for 40 years in the bond of holy matrimony, granted many blessings, also an empty place in the family circle, wealth of grand broken and humble hearts. We commend unto thee the young couple that hope to begin life's journey as husband and wife toward the end of this week. May they be given to beg of thee for thy special presence, thy favor, and thy blessing, that thy word may be blessed. May it be a marriage for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. We commend unto thee all the family circles. May love abound. Thy word have a central place and do work from generation to generation by thy Holy Spirit. The word is different. Grant repentance. What has been separated, bring it together according to thy word and institution. We commend unto thee all widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children, and other dear ones to the grave. Oh, do continue to remember and uphold them, and teach us all to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. We commend unto thee all the elderly ones, the care home, with those that care for them, those that may still go in and out. Remember all under the physician's care. Remember crosses and burdens. Remember the handicapped ones. May we be given to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Remember those that struggle with temptations and addictions. May they be given to cry unto thee. Lord, grant now a good hour in thy house, and that shall be with thy presence, with thy blessing, and with thy spirit, when sinners may be wrought upon. Oh, do go from bench to bench, from heart to heart, and the dwellings, those that are lawfully hindered. Leave us not cold and untouched, but magnify thy wonders of free and sovereign grace, the work of a triune God in the hearts of sinners. We have no continuing city. We are all hastening to eternity. We live in a very serious and a very solemn time, but, ah, Lord, thou art still gathering thy church. Grant then a special time amongst us and our children. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 296, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 4. Springs and streams no longer bless all the dry and thirsty land. Fertile fields in verdant dress God converts to desert sand, for that they who dwell therein turn to wickedness and sin, and what follows. 296, the first four stanzas. Thank you. and this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Psalm 46, and there of the fourth verse, where God's word and our text reads thus, "And there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High." Our text words speak of the city of God made glad by the river of God. Four thoughts. In the first place, the description of the city. Secondly, the supplied river for the city. Thirdly, the flowing streams into this city. And fourthly, the responsible duty of this city. The city of God made glad by the river of God. The description of the city, the supplied river for the city, the flowing streams into the city, and the responsible duty of this city. Thus first, the description of the city. Beloved congregation, we read in the subscription to the chief musician for the sons of Korah, also a wonder, because we read in number 16 that Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, not satisfied with her place, they have resisted authority, and those three men, we read, the earth is opened, and fire came down from heaven. But we read in another place that the children of Korah, that they were not destroyed. They did not agree with their father, and they have left. And now in the solemn, then we may read that they may have a place concerning the worship of God. Also Samuel, he was a descendant of Korah. And then we read a song upon Alamoth, a Hebrew word, not positive the meaning, but it seems to refer to virgins, a song to be sung in a high pitch, with rejoicing and gladness of heart, concerning who the Lord is for his people. Martin Luther, his co-worker Phil Melanchthon, many times also Luther, he sometimes was also very discouraged. Melanchthon even more, because there was so much opposition against the work of Reformation, even friends of St. Luther. You must not go so quickly. You must give it time. You must not be so harsh. And then history records that when Melanchthon was very discouraged, that Luther would come along, put his hand on his shoulder, and say, "Brother, let us sing Psalm 46. This psalm is not a psalm of prayer, but it is a psalm of faith and of praise. By the exercise of faith, by the working of the Holy Spirit, the privilege of the people of God, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, young and old. Who was our refuge? Have we been wrought upon by the Spirit? Because it is especially the work of the Spirit for His people to show them the need of a refuge, and that refuge is the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text word speaks of a city, and a city the Bible times with walls, with gates, with watchmen. Many an enemy has come, but the psalmist, by the exercise of faith, then he could exclaim, "Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah." Given to pause and to meditate. And then there is spoken about the city of God. Thus first, the enemies that try to conquer the city. But in our text words, then there is also spoken of the needs of the city, that a city needeth water. Then we read of a river, but we also read of streams. And that word streams in the Hebrew language, that refers more to a canal, to a waterway. And thus, for our boys and girls, then we have a city, and we hope to describe that city, and who dwelleth in that city. And now for that city, there is a great and a mighty river, full of water, and then there are those streams, a canal that comes into the city to make glad the city of God. And in that city of God, then the inhabitants, they are very dependent, and they are exercised with canals and with the river. Then even our boys and girls, they can draw many lines, because much conversation, especially when your father is a farmer, then there has been much conversation about water, about canals that need to be repaired and the importance thereof. Then already in the beginning of this evening, may I ask you, congregation, the concerns for water, for the crops, they are great and manifold. And when we think of it, then many inquiries have been made, are made, concerning the waterways, whether they are being repaired, and whether the water may come down. And then the farmers, they received many a message concerning the progress. How does that compare with the communication, with we speaking to the Lord and the Lord speaking to us and our children? Or is that not so important, congregation? The Lord, He is speaking by renewal. Then the Lord, by renewal, has something to say unto us. Has come with the COVID last year, July 18, has sent a hailstorm with much destruction and now grave concerns concerning water, not all of southern Alberta, but only an area. Do we hear the Lord speaking in Amos 4? Then the prophet has spoken of different judgments which the Lord has sent upon Israel. And then we read every time, yet ye have not returned unto the Lord. And in verse 12, prepare to meet thy maker. And now our text that says there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. In Bible times, then a city many times, people did not travel as much as we do. Many tribes, family circles, the same language, a king in that city, laws, privileges, and upon those walls, there were watchmen. If we read Ezekiel 3, he was called upon to be such a watchman, must blow the trumpet. If he would not warn of danger, then his blood would be required. When we think of cities, oftentimes, they are places where the greatest and most iniquity is committed. And to that end, when the Lord sends His judgments, then especially the cities, they are given to suffer greatly. Sodom and Gomorrah, they were destroyed. We think of the world wars, then what a suffering there was in the cities, also in the Netherlands, that people dropped down dead. But now in our text, then we read of the city of God. That is also a wonder. The Lord, He has created us in paradise, the most perfectly. And John Bunyan, in his book called The Holy War, a good book to read, then he has spoken of a city called Mansoul, a castle in the midst was the soul, had five gates, and no one could conquer that city unless there was cooperation from in that city. And through our deep fallen Adam, then the city has become a heap of ruins. Have we learned it, people, what our existence is? But now the wonder in our text, that there is spoken of the city of God. 'Tis the city of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And in Psalm 87, verse 3, the psalmist has said, glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Then concerning this city, then God is its builder, the foundation, the council of peace, from the never begun eternity, walls of justice and of truth. And the wonder that that city has a gate. In congregation, it is necessary that by grace that we enter that gate. Have we learned to knock? Have we learned to seek? Have we learned to beg? Because when the Lord works, then we do not have a place in that city, but we are given to see that that is a blessed city with a holy people that are given to rejoice. Oh, it is true, tribulations. But when the Lord opens our eyes, then we are willing to suffer anything. And what does that people now learn? They learn that they are so black and so vile. But now the wonder that there is a gate. That is the gate of regeneration. And for those true knockers, has there been a little knocking in this day? A little seeking. Oh, telling the Lord, has there been a few souls with special desires, a special request, unfulfilled desire, unfulfilled promise? Oh, then continue, maybe a little expectation, and still no answer yet is found relief. Oh, it is written in God's word that for those true seekers, those true knockers, that the Lord shall open unto them. Ah, they have much to learn. Let us for a moment consider it is called the city of God. I read in Revelations 21, that the Apostle John, in a vision, come down from heaven, that holy city of God, the holy Jerusalem, 12 foundations with special stones, 12 gates, was 80, it was a cube, the gates were of gold, no sun necessary, because the Lamb was in the midst of it. And now the Lord, He has a prepared people, a far prepared place. Then in the first place, to speak of that King of the city, Psalm 46, that follows Psalm 45. And there the psalmist was given to express, my heart is indicting a good matter, my tongue is as a pen of a ready writer, concerns the King, fairer than the children of men, and grace is poured out upon his lips. And now for those inhabitants of that city of God, they are drawn by the cords of love that has happened on the day of Pentecost by irresistible grace, because the Lord does not have slaves. And I read in 1 John 4, verse 19, we love Him because He has loved us first. And now concerning that city, then that city has laws, and there is order, and the Spirit, He grants love for the Lord, for His law, for His word. It is a desire to obey. Ah, that people of that city of God, they learn to sorrow with a godly sorrow, because the Lord demands perfect obedience. He is worthy thereof. That is their desire. But that people of that city of God, our text declares it, that the river of God makes glad that city. That means there are fears and there is sadness. Those dwellers, a day of many questions, a day of many riddles. And now concerning the city of God, there is a banner in that city, of which I read in Psalm 60, verse 4, Thou wast given a banner to them that fear Thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. And now those dwellers, they are bound together in the first place, flowing out of their head. And in the second place, with the same desires, the same needs, the same longings. Then that city of God, that is trade, we say it reverently, with heaven. Then the King, He has given His precious testimony, and many prayers arise out of that city to the King. And now concerning the inhabitants, There are fathers. There are mothers. There are young men and young women. There are little children that have went through the gate of regeneration and that may receive a place. It is true. They all need to be instructed. The teacher, that is the Holy Ghost, and it is the work of the Spirit. As we have heard last week out of John 16, to bring to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God. And then we read of the city we must continue, the city of God, the holy place for the worldling. They have not a desire for holiness, but for those inhabitants, because Peter has written the calling concerning holiness, and in the midst, the tabernacles of the Most High. And out of that city, 'tis only a beginning, a small beginning, but that out of that city, that the praises arise to heaven by the work of the Holy Spirit, the high praises of God in their mouth, for His free and sovereign grace, for His many gifts. And now concerning this city of God, then it is expressed in our text that a city needs water. Our children, they can understand it. If a city has no water, then the people shall soon die of thirst. And now the psalmist is given to declare that it is the Lord that supplies that need. The supplied river for this city. When we think of a river, then it is for public use. It speaks of an abundance. A river always flows. Maybe children, you have seen a real big river. What a water that runs down that river. And I read in Ecclesiastes 1 verse 7 that the rivers run into the sea, and yet that the sea is not full. That is the wonderful providence of the Lord, that the seas evaporate, and that the Lord in His mercy, the one place more and the one less, that the rain and the snow may descend. And now when I read in our text that that city is made glad, that implies that those inhabitants know what it is to be sad. We have sung together out of Psalm 63 of a thirsty soul with that vehement desire for those everlasting waters, young and old. Has that become your portion? When we desire and when we long for someone, then we know it. Then we experience it. then we meditate, and then we pray. Thus, our text implies a thirsty city. Boys and girls, if little plants could speak, when they do not receive enough water by rain or by irrigation, even they do not have to speak, then we see that they start curling and shriveling up, and if no water comes, then they die. But now the psalmist, because that city of God, it lieth on such a sure foundation, the electing love of the Father, the redeeming love of the Son, and the application of the Holy Spirit. And now the psalmist says, there is a river, does not say that there shall be a river, because that river, that is from the never begun eternity, in the council of peace. What are we now to understand by the river of God? Then we are to understand the work of a triune God. In Jeremiah 2 verse 13, there the prophet has said that the children of Judah, that they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters, and hewn them out cisterns which can hold no water. Concerning the Son, then we read of waters in John 4, in John 6, and in John 7. Also the work of the Holy Spirit, that is compared to waters in Isaiah 35:32. The prophet has spoken of the children in captivity as a city, broken down walls, as a wilderness, a habitation of wild animals. And then in verse 15, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and then the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field counted as a forest. Think of the text in Isaiah 44 verse 3. I will pour waters upon them that are thirsty, and floods upon dry ground. I will pour out my Spirit upon thy seed, my blessing upon thy offspring, fathers and mothers. Have you become exercised with that text? Concerning the river of God, of his free and sovereign grace, we read thereof in Ezekiel 47, that the prophet Ezekiel was given to see the waters that they came from underneath the threshold of the door, from beside the altar, first ankles, then knees, and then finally waters to swim in. John, in John 22, then he was given to see from that holy city of Jerusalem that there came a stream clear as crystal that proceeded from the throne and from the Lamb. There is a river that makes glad the city of God congregation. That river may be proclaimed. The river is so full, and the river is so free, and who may drink thereof shall obtain everlasting life. But it is necessary that we become partaker thereof, all of that river. Let us mention Zechariah 13, verse 1. There is a fountain open for the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. But now concerning our text, that does not only speak of rivers of water, but it speaks of streams of canals, because there can be much snow in the mountains, and there can be flowing rivers with much water. But then the necessity we are experiencing it, that we need those canals, that the water may come to us. That is our third thought. Let us first sing. Psalter 128. Let us sing 1 and 2, and if necessary, number 3. God is our refuge and our strength, a helper ever near us. We will not fear though earth be moved, for God is nigh to cheer us. And what follows? 128, 1 and 2, and if necessary, number 3. the city of God made glad by the river of God. The description, the supplied river, and now thirdly, the flowing streams into this city. It is a blessing for that city of God, where it may be proclaimed that there is the river of God that is so full, so free, so soul-satisfying, and God-glorifying. But now our boys and girls can understand it with that proclamation of that river that is tidings of good joy. But for a farmer with snow in the mountains and flowing rivers with that crystal clear water through the mountains, then it is necessary that that water is brought to the fields. And now in our text, it speaks of the river in the singular and streams, canals, in the plural. Thus that means that the Lord has granted different canals by which the riches of the covenant of grace may flow into the city of God. And then we shall mention a few of those streams. That in the first place is the inspired and the holy word of God, where the Lord speaks unto us and our children concerning the work of a triune God. It is also the work of the Spirit to make room in the heart for that word. And how do we live with that word? We have mentioned it already. Let us compare for the farmers. Then they are anxious to receive another message concerning the repairing of the waterways, hoping that it may prosper. Then a farmer does not think, I shall read that message in 3 weeks. No. He desires to know how it is for us and our children when we live in a farming community and fathers and mothers. Then what a beautiful opportunities that you have to speak to your children concerning the things of God, the word of God that includes meditation, singing. Oh, those are channels which the Spirit uses to make glad the city of God. The streams of prayer, when the Lord grants that opening to come with all our blessings, our needs, our desires, and our sins. How many a farmer has contacted the irrigation board concerning the progress, concerning the expectation. How does that compare to our prayers for spiritual good? Must we not confess, not saying there is no prayer, but when we read of old fathers for hours on their knees begging the Lord that those everlasting waters may come down the streams, the promises in God's word, God's house, the Lord has promised this special blessing. Psalm 26 verse 8. Love the habitation of thy house, the place where thy honor dwelleth. Matthew 18 verse 20. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Then further, because in the city of God, they also have their feasts, two sacraments which the King has instituted, the sacrament of holy baptism and the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, where the King declares to his church what it has cost him to purchase his black bride. Also the channels, the streams of providential deliverances, where the Lord hears the needy when they cry. Then our boys and girls can understand that when those waters, when they come down the streams, then that people in the city, they need a bucket to fetch those waters. And that is true saving faith, and that the Spirit also giveth. Thus the importance of the streams, those canals that may glad the city of God. And now in closing, the responsible duty of that city concerning those streams. I read in Romans 11 verse 29, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Lie so sure in the work of a triune God. And once we become an inhabitant of that city, there is no falling out of grace, although it can go through the depths. But I do read concerning certain sins against the Holy Spirit. Paul has written in Ephesians 4 verse 30, grieve not the Holy Spirit. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 19, even the admonition not to quench the Spirit, not possible in the life of a true child of God. But now concerning that admonition not to grieve the Spirit, David, in Psalm 51, verse 11, then he has prayed, cast me not out of thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. thus concerning those streams, not to grieve the spirit, all the enemy tries to mix those streams with the doctrine, false doctrines of free will. In those streams, there can grow those weeds of world conformity. In those streams, there can be idols that impede the flow. In those canals, there can be leaks. Let us call them unbelief. Oh, that unbelief. What a robber of comfort for the true child of God. When those streams, the more they may be used, the more they flow, and the fresher they are. When in the city of God, that the praises of the inhabitants do not arise to heaven, then the spirit is grieved, and darkness shall be experienced. There is a river, the streams, whereof shall make glad the city of God. That is taking place on the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit is wrought so wonderfully, when 3,000 were converted unto the Lord, where they were given to drink. They were made thirsty. They were given to drink and experience the wonderful matters of free and sovereign grace. Then Christ's kingdom was greatly expanded. There is a river, the streams, whereof shall make glad the city of God. Concerning the thirsty earth, may it please the Lord to supply our needs, and that also this speaking may be used in our midst, that it may bring us from the world and closer to the Word of God. And concerning the repair work, there's written in Psalm 127 that except the Lord build the city, the builders build but in vain. And concerning these matters, may the Lord grant meditations, examination concerning how it stands with our soul, may still be proclaimed. Oh, are there thirsty souls in my midst, so thirsty? Then let us close with that precious invitation, Isaiah 55, verse 1. Ho, everyone, do you hear it? Not some. Everyone that thirsteth, oh, when it is missing, may you be given to beg for it. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, combine wine and milk without money and without price. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may thank thee for this Lord's day. we may come up to thy house, yet a few words to speak. May we be given to meditate. May we be given to pray. May we be partakers of that river of God received by true saving faith out of those streams that may glad the city of God. We may commence another week. Lord, we may humbly beg of thee that thou may open the heavens and grant more refreshing showers for the thirsty earth, above all, the showers of thy Holy Spirit upon us and our children. We commend unto thee the mothers at home with the children. Remember at work. Remember at school. Higher institutions of learning. Remember those that may graduate. And wilt also remember on the way by renewal. We commend unto thee the mission board meeting and also the curatorium. Wilt, O grandsires, at thy throne of grace. Wilt, O keep us from harm and danger, from sin and temptation. Wilt, O now bring us safely to our dwellings and graciously watch over us in the night. Wilt thou keep from storms of destruction. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 444. Let us only sing the first stanza. Oh, bless the Lord, my soul, with all thy power. Exalt the God who is thy strength and tower. And what follows? 444, the first stanza. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.